HELOC versus IUL. Which should you use for real estate deals? By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. HELOC, your equity earns nothing while idle. IUL, your capital earns before and after you borrow against it. Most real estate investors know how to make their properties work harder. The question is whether your capital is working just as hard between deals. If you're comparing a HELOC versus IUL as a tool for funding your next acquisition, the math is closer than you think. Once you see the structural difference, it's hard to unsee it. The HELOC problem nobody talks about. A HELOC is useful, accessible, relatively fast, cheap to set up. Real estate investors use them all the time, and there's nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing. The moment you tap a HELOC, your home equity is doing exactly one job. It's sitting inside a property, earning nothing, waiting for you to borrow it. You access the equity, you deploy it, and your house gets no return on that capital while it's out. That's what Ryan calls dead dollars. Equity parked in a property isn't compounding. It's just sitting there. When you pay interest on a HELOC, you're paying to access capital that wasn't earning anything in the first place. The spread between what you earn on a deal and what you pay for the HELOC? You're borrowing dormant equity and paying for the privilege. That works fine if the deal produces strong returns. But you're getting one unit of work out of every dollar. In real estate, you know better than anyone that's leaving something on the table. What an IUL does that a HELOC can't? A properly structured IUL, one that's max funded with minimum death benefit, holds your capital in an indexed account that historically earns 6 to 8% annually with a zero floor. No market losses, just growth while the money sits. When you need capital for a deal, you borrow against the policy's cash value. The policy loan comes from the insurance company's general account, not from your cash value. Your full balance stays invested and keeps compounding as if you never touched it. That's the structural difference. With a HELOC, the dollars you borrow stop earning. With an IUL, the dollars you borrow against keep earning the whole time. This is what double dipping looks like in practice. Your capital earns inside the policy, say at 7%. You borrow against it at a policy loan rate of roughly 4 to 5%. You deploy that borrowed capital into a real estate deal producing 10 to 12%. That's three rates of return working simultaneously on the same dollar. Nothing else does that. Ryan calls people who get this right complete compounders. Every dollar that passes through their hands earns at least twice before it leaves. You can see how the full strategy fits together at BankLight's Be Your Own Bank overview. The and not or argument. Here's what most real estate investors get wrong about this comparison. They treat it as HELOC or IUL, like you have to pick one and ditch the other. The real answer is both, and the BankLight system is designed around that exact idea. BankLight isn't a replacement for your properties, your equity, or your HELOC. It's where your capital lives before it goes into any of those things. Every dollar that moves through your business, profit from a flip, rent income, construction draws, can run through the policy first. It earns on the way out, and you still deploy it. That's the and not or principle. The other thing worth being honest about, IULs are not for everyone. If you're carrying heavy debt or don't have consistent cash flow, this strategy doesn't fit. BankLight is an elite tool for people who already have stores of liquidity and want those dollars to stop being idle. There's also a legitimate concern about how most IULs get sold. The 95% problem is real. Most policies are built with bloated death benefits because that's where the agent's commission is. A policy structured that way underperforms badly compared to one built max funded with minimum death benefit. The structure matters more than the product, and the agent matters more than the carrier. If you want to see the numbers side by side, that's exactly what a LightSim comparison does. Proper structure versus a typical agent structure. The difference over 30 years is not subtle. If you'd like to see how this works with your real estate capital and your numbers, reach out and we'll run it through LightSim so you can see both tools doing their jobs at the same time. This has been a Lightstrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.